Yeah, it's about 10 past 11 o'clock, and I just wanted to see if we could say hello to Mabel Louise here, because usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays we're together and we're sharing, you know, a message from God's Word and so forth, but temporarily we've kind of halted that, and I just felt like we should owe an explanation. Hi, Mabel Louise.
Good morning. Oh, I'm so glad to be with you. Yes, I'm having a good time at home. I'm missing being on the air, but guess what? When Pat called me, I'm right in the middle of working on a message. Mm. Hopefully I can bring it to you on the life of Daniel. Oh, what a testimony. And what courage that young 14-year-old man had to live for Jesus. It was a challenge, but he took the lead and accepted the challenge, and God used him to the fullest. Mm. Isn't that kind of a recipe for you and me today?
Yes, I think so.
We can always make the best of whatever the circumstances if we know Jesus as our Savior. That makes it easy, doesn't it? And Daniel wasn't ruffled about everything, and his attitude was, I'll live for Jesus no matter what. And isn't that the message for us today? To have patience, to wait for the right timing, and allow God to work in our lives. What a time to study the Bible. I'm in it morning. I get up early in the morning. And early is not as early and not as the same time as it used to be. I used to get up at 5:30, but now I get up at 7. I guess that's lazy, isn't it? But anyway, I get up, and the first thing I do is go to the Word and read. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, the last thing I do before I go to bed is read God's Word. It's such a comfort. Mm. And here we have the opportunity to pray, and enter into God's Word. What a privilege. Yes. Let's buy it up. Redeem the time, as the Bible says.
Yes.
Because the days are so evil. Mm. Evil to take so many lives. Yes. And, oh, folks, how we need to ask the Lord to intervene and get us back to a regular, normal living circumstance again. But in the meantime, what's your attitude?
Mm.
Is it happy? Thanking Jesus every day? Hey, if you got up this morning, that's the way I think about my life. Yeah. If I was able to get up this morning, what a privilege and what joy. So I'm talking too much, right?
No, actually, you're not. You are touching the nerves right there. I think, especially what you just said there, we are really starting to experience where it's crowding our expectations of what our life should be like, and so it taps our sense of control. It's hitting a nerve, I think, and even more today, finding out that it looks like, another month, another 4 weeks of a new level of restriction and so forth. I love what your vision is that you're projecting right now, Mabel Louise, that is beyond thinking and focusing our attitude on what we can't do. You're calling us to the things that we, opportunities that maybe we've just ruled out for extra time in the Word and study and so forth, things that we felt like, I'm just too busy, right?
Right. Well, I have about between 20 and 25 empty nesters in my Bible study. And the last 3 days, I've been calling each one, checking on them, making sure they're okay, and asking if they need anything. Yeah. I couldn't go out and get it, but we have a wonderful youth leader at our church, and he said, I'll do it.
I love it.
So how about that?
There.
So I was
stepping up. Yeah.
Stepping up and asking, what can I do for you? Fortunately, they were all okay and happy. So, but that's something we can do, is call friends
yes.
and people you know are hurting. And I even called my neighbors and checked on them. Are you okay? Can I do anything for you? How about that? My goodness, we don't need to be idle sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves. Wow. There's so much to be done. And if you find an idle time, grab a good Christian book and read.
Sure.
And we can. There's so much to do. Shame on us if we don't pursue it and do it.
Well, I have to confess to you, Mabel Louise, that I spend a fair amount of my time just tapping into the news sources and just out of, I don't know, it's not just a morbid curiosity, but I sometimes feel like I probably need to order my days and my life a little more carefully now because of these different realities that are on us temporarily. And but you brought up a brand new technology that's just breaking here called the telephone.
Exactly.
No, it goes way back a ways, doesn't it? But
it
the telephone,
certainly does.
We let it sit idle, don't we, most of the time. And, of course, we've created all kinds of new ways of looking at the phone, you know, that we typically don't. Is that true? Do you think that we're making friendly calls like that less often because we're afraid of intruding into people's busyness and we feel like, oh, maybe I should just text somebody or maybe I shouldn't bother them?
Could be.
So we need to maybe get over some of that.
Exactly.
We do have more time now.
One of the couples that's new in our group came just recently. When I they're younger, and when I called him, he said, "Oh my goodness, I should be checking on you, not you on me."
There you go.
And he thanked me for caring and for being there as their teacher.
Wow, that's terrific.
I'm like the old mother hen with her chickens, loving all my Bible study groups.
Yes.
So and that's the way we should be toward each other as believers. And to love others that don't know Jesus. That's the way they come to Christ, is through the love of Christ and the love that we show to them as we share Jesus. So it's all a matter of attitude, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What do you think of, we have an attitude here maybe that we adopt unconsciously about the desire or the requirements now for social distancing. I think we equate that with isolation, and I wonder if maybe our awareness of the isolation of people who maybe have been isolated all along, maybe in nursing homes or shut-ins and different things like that, maybe we get a little taste of that. We might learn a little something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Real good.
It's good thoughts, and I'm so thankful that you would take a few moments here to just visit with us. I don't know. I wish, you know, I'm not sure if there's a technology that we can use outside of the telephone to get together here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but if you'd be open to that, I would love for us to have that opportunity to continue. We need to be creative, I think, and I've heard pastors talking that way about, you know, what do we do now? And, you know, do we just do the same old, church type of structure and just videotape it and play it? Or are there opportunities that we could go even more interactive through some of the technologies? And I don't know. We'll see. Easter's coming up, too. And now this order closing down the state kind of is going to sweep right through that time. So I'm curious of what's going to happen here when this kind of goes on and on. What if we've only suffered through about a week of this, really, right, where we've kind of cut back a lot?
That's right, Well, it all boils down to the fact that you ask Jesus, what can I do for you today? Mm-hmm. And you think, well, I'm home, I can't get any place. Oh, yes, you can. You can always write a note. You can always call on the phone.
Yeah.
You can always do something for someone. Write to a loved one that you haven't contacted for a long time. Call your grandchildren and encourage them. Give them a verse or encourage them. There's so many things to do. Start writing down things you can do and do it.
Okay. That's awesome. You know, just in the moment right now while we're together, there are people that are feeling pretty closed in right now, and would you be willing to offer just a brief prayer, you know, on their behalf? Just, I mean,
oh, I'd love it.
So I think,
dear Jesus, you are so precious, and you promise never, ever to leave us. So we know that in the midst of all that's happening around us, you are right by our side. Thank you for your presence. And now, Lord, we would ask that you would intervene with this terrible plague that we're facing now. Think about all the homes where those have been taken over by death, and they're needing comfort and encouragement. We would pray for them right now. And then, Lord, we would also ask that you would help us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our own plans, not our selfish desires, but to think of others and to try to make the best of every situation. And, Lord, we would ask that you would help us to be sharp enough to trust you and know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And we know that each one of us, if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we are called. We are asked to take up the cross and follow Jesus. So help us to do just that, to follow his leading as we pray and seek your face. We ask these favors in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Okay.
Well, wonderful. This is just something I came out of the spur of the moment. But I love you, Mabel Louise. I'm so grateful for just your boldness here, even in at this moment. And we'll see if we can try this again. And
yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. We've
God
benefited
bless you
so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right.